Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear, and it is Sunday fun day, this March 22nd, 2020, and it's been a couple days since I've been talking to y'all. I know you miss me. I know that there's a drought in hearing my voice, but I'm back. I've been on my mission. You heard me? I'm actually trying to do my part in society and have been sewing surgical masks without a sewing machine. Hand stitch on deck. Ow. Because there is a massive shortage. There is a shortage of surgical masks for our healthcare workers, as well as those like our children who are in hospitals, who are in treatments for diseases. They're vulnerable. Everybody's only talking about our elderly, but let's think about those that are even vulnerable that aren't in their upper age areas. So that's what I've been up to. It's been a bit of a journey with that because, like I said, I've been doing it by hand and I've been having to figure it out how to make sure it looks nice, that they are functional. And I would suggest while you're sitting idly by twiddling your fingers when this quarantine is going to be over to go ahead and get that material, that sewing machine if you have one. If that is a blessing, if you do, if you don't, it is not a greater time than this to learn how to stitch by hand. Because you never know if you've got to make your own clothes. Hello. Shout out to all the designers who are self-taught, such as Arion, A-R-I-O-N Designs. Check her out. Barnica Grady. She's amazing. People like her and Karen at Foxglove Botanicals here in the Hill Country. She's turned her sewing machine into a surgical mask maker, and we are getting those out to people, the healthcare workers that need them, as soon as possible. So if you can do your part, I suggest that you do so. It helps pass the time. It gives you a sense of being like you're not just here. Now let's get into some work this morning. Oh, it's not morning anymore. It's 2:20. Sorry. Let's look at the B&O. And forgive me, I've just been watching the news while I'm sewing. I have not written anything down. This will be a more of a freestyle until I don't want to talk anymore. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. But you all feel me. If you listen, you know that I at least do my best to bring you what's real, so that you don't have to bother yourself and go and look back at everything yourselves if you don't have the time, which everyone does, but still listen. Come on, I try to get what you don't know. Let's look at what we've got going on in the US of A. I'm a patriot. Ooh, we are up to 33,943 cases in the USA. We are up to 385 deaths and 29 recoveries. There are so many states listed here. I'm going to do the top 10 because, yeah, it's a lot. And you can do this for yourself and go to bnonews.com and click on the link for the USA cases if you want to read all 51. The top five right now are New York with 15,777 cases, 114 deaths, 60 serious, 0 critical, 0 recovered. In Washington, D.C., well, Washington State, excuse me, we have 1,793 cases, 96 deaths, 19 recoveries. In California, 1,531 cases, 27 deaths, one critical, one recovered. New Jersey, 1,914, 20 deaths, zero recoveries, zero critical, zero serious. Florida, 830 cases, 13 deaths. Michigan, 787 cases, 8 deaths. Louisiana, 763 cases, 20 deaths. Damn. Illinois, 753 cases, 6 deaths, 2 recoveries. Texas, 614 cases, 5 deaths, 1 critical. Georgia, 555 cases, 20 deaths, 1 critical. Those are the top 10 right now. If you want to see the rest, visit bnonews.com for tracking all of your coronavirus updates. I want to also look at the USGS. I'm not going to just focus on the cases right now. I told you all already that we were going to have an influx of cases within the next 2 weeks. On the 15th day of this quarantine, let's see if we get lifted out of this and get back to normal. But right now, it's not looking that good. The cases are climbing steadily. Yesterday, we were only at about 17,000 cases. So to see that it's at 33 right now, I'm tripping out. Wow. Okay, gavel time is in effect for the great press that said that by April we'd be out of this and it'd be down to zero. Let's see how many earthquakes we've got going on. I don't know what you all are doing in your quarantine time. I see a lot of people are just doing the best they can to make things work. Good luck to everyone. I don't want to see the largest. Right now, as of today, we've had 48 earthquakes in the map area for the USA. This is 2.5 or greater. It seems like a lot is happening in Alaska, Kansas, the Cayman Islands. We had a 4.8 in Petrolia, California. A 4.9 in Tonga, a 4.6 in the Sarangani, Philippines, 4.6 in Kasina, Croatia, that made the newspapers this morning, a 5.1 in Nabire, Indonesia, a 5.4 in Kasina, Croatia, a 5.1 in Bunobagu, Indonesia, and a 5.0 in Kionga, Papua New Guinea. Sorry if I'm butchering your names right now. Forgive me, at least I'm trying. Yeah. There's a lot happening. So much so that you might find yourself like, where do I start? Where do I end? I don't want to know. I suggest that everyone still tries to know. There's some rumors of businesses banning cash payments because the virus can live on surfaces, as we've been told, for up to 3 or more days. Scary times we live in. Let's be messy. Messy eye, messy lip, messy shoulder. Did anybody see Omari Hardy go off on the mayor in Lake Worth Beach City yesterday? Apparently, they decided to cut off people's utilities out there in Lake Water, Lake Worth, Lake Water, somewhere in Florida. About not people not paying their bill, and to get their utilities on, they had to pay the fee. As someone who's experienced this, it is very frustrating when it is your last dollar and the day before you get paid. I don't know what's going on with people, but I'm starting to feel like people who have a lot of money don't really understand what people who don't have a lot of money are going through. A paycheck to paycheck mentality. And while that is not good for anyone, you need to be aware of the things that people have going on that aren't as wealthy as you. And I'm not understanding this line of demarcation between humanity and getting your coins. It seems as though people are living in La La Land, not just that this virus is not a hoax or some kind of great conspiracy, but also that there are people who work every day till their bones feel like they're falling out of their skin just to feed their families, and are really hurting from this. And this little powwow that we're having right now is a shout out to you all who are going through that. Keep going, keep pressing on. Don't be depressed by what money you don't have. Money won't matter in a matter of minutes. It's really about to be about saving lives. And what I'm really like frustrated about is the fact that we are literally seeing before us the people we think we've elected are not actually doing their jobs. They are making everything a bureaucracy, a red tape. If your doctors are saying they don't have enough equipment to actually continue to be safe and protected against the disease attacking us, and they're themselves getting affected and infected and reusing fucking masks, that is disgusting. Let's pause for a minute and have a story time. It's story time. So I come into the office today, and I'm really breathing heavily. I'm sweating profusely. I'm bleeding from my fucking eyes. The doctor comes in. He has on the protective gear needed so that he doesn't get into my mucous membranes as I'm hacking. I'm spitting my spittle into the air, droplets going everywhere, sweating, throwing up vomit, piss, shitting from every orifice. What is this? And a little bit smacks upon the doctor's mask as he shakes his head, but doesn't shake my hand. He walks out, and as he is told, he takes the mask off, proud and bold, puts it in a brown paper bag and reuses it the next patient. But may I ask, how is this safe? Now that little patient that's come in next, as the doctor takes and peels his mask out of the brown paper bag and puts it back on his face, he's become infected with God knows what. But the patient with corona gets that and thus. So I hope this short story helped you see just how nasty saving masks can be. The long dramatic pause was because it's a long dramatic situation. How nasty is it that our freaking healthcare workers have to reuse their masks and their gloves and their face bands and whatever else just so that they can continue to try to save the mass amount of people coming in to the doctor? It's disgusting, right? You've just got whatever that other patient had and then some into the viral situation you've got going on. And the doctor that knows how to save lives, at least prolong life, is now in critical care condition because he's gotten so much of the viral antigens and pathogens, the viral pathogens from not only the patient with the bleeding from every orifice situation, but the person that came in next. And now the doctor's dead. And now you're short yet another doctor to help save lives. That's what's happening in our country right now. And if you're not disgusted and pissed like me, I don't know what's wrong with you. You may not be a human being. And you may need to go and do a check and find out what Earth planetary system or whatever Earth-like situation you may have come from, because it ain't this one. Because you don't have any basic empathy and you don't have understanding. And to those still traveling, shout out to you. You're a fucking beast. You are the reason. You are helping. You're a menace to society right now. Everybody else sitting inside, why can't you? Like I said, this particular little episode is more of a ponderosa, a little powwow about what's on my mind. I will be back after I knock most of these masks out because we are in an urgent and dire situation. And I feel that takes precedence over you hearing my voice. For the most part, I will come back. As the breaking news comes in, I'll be a little more structured on the next one. This one is just for your entertainment because everyone loves to be entertained in America. You can't, it ain't right if you not laughing. It ain't right if you not juking. It ain't right if you not twerking. It ain't right if you not singing. It ain't right if you not twerking. It ain't right if you not juking. It ain't right if you not singing. It ain't right if you don't feel good. In the feel good society we live in, do as thou wilt and hope for the best. Forget the rest. Society we live in. And that's why everyone's having a hard time right now. As the 93-year-old grandma that was interviewed in Clearwater, Florida the other day, as people were on the beach, and she said something that I think should have been a stamp on this year alone. The reason my generation lasted so long is because we listened. The reason I'm 93 years old talking to you right now is because we listened. It might not have felt good, but we listened. I feel like the people of this generation just don't care. And that is to a granny, a great granny probably, in Florida somewhere, sitting in her house watching the fools gallivant about as though we are in heaven and it's not hell on earth raining upon us right now. And another shout out to everyone that's posting. This is a great conspiracy, a hoax, a setup, a little geef, a meme. It's not real. It's not happening. Shout out to you for being so irresponsible and spreading amongst our nation and amongst society on social media that they have nothing to care about but themselves. Because every time you post that, that makes somebody that's not wise, not within their right frame of mind as far as what happens in a pandemic, or who has not been learned on wisdom, go and continue about their regular scheduled daily life episodes, doing what they want, not adhering to the quarantine, helping to spread this around. I'm dancing. Can you see me? Do your duty and spread wisdom and life in a means to understand that this is not business as we know it. I'll be back with a regular tuned broadcasting system situation later. This was more of a rant. Can you tell? I'm on my soapbox. because I'm seeing some things that are pissing me off, and it's making me wonder what happened to thinking beyond today. As people are going hungry, losing their jobs, losing their livelihoods, losing their business, not understanding, seeing people die, let me just remind you, over 800 people died in Italy about a day ago. In one day, there are about 5,000 plus deaths as we speak. What's happening there is happening here on a greater scale. Italy is smaller, but we have a great leadership happening right now where people are being told it's all right. The risk to the public is low. I don't think I can continue on with this rant right now. I'll be back with some facts, and nothing but the facts. I am working on that interview with a great doctor who's literally in the midst of some shit. And in the meantime, in between time, if you know how to sew, if you know how to stitch, please do your duty and let's help get our healthcare workers what they need when the shit continues to hit the fan and we realize production isn't happening like we thought so. The U.S. needs about 3.5 billion PPEs. They only produce 1.5 million a year. If you listened to the last episode, you'd remember this. So I'd like to know how fast this is going to happen for people who are on the front lines defending our nation by saving the very people that vote democracy to be, that make the country be what it is. Don't be selfish and just sit on your ass. If you're going to drink in your cup, put a needle and thread in your hand and let's sew some math. Let's try to get some things. And don't just think about the healthcare workers. They're going to be very people that are already in the hospital, like kids who are already in children's hospitals dealing with leukemia and other various diseases that need to be protected from the doctors that are coming back in from trying to help coronavirus patients. So let's do our duty. And again, this is Amethyst Dynasty, and I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear.